You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Dearing, and I'm happy because I'm sitting in studio. I am because I'm across in Studio 2 from Bethany Van Delft and Ken Reed, and we're going to be smart and funny. Well, you are. I'm just going to sit here and come along for
Ken
the ride.
Ken will be funny. I'll be smart.
You'll be smart?
Possibly. Possibly.
That's our dynamic.
It's that old thing where people say, I want some peace and quiet, and one person says, I'll be quiet. And
yes.
The other person says,
I'll be peace.
There we go. Welcome back. It's great to have
Thank
you.
Thank you. Happy
Thank
to be back.
You. It's good to see you.
So let's start on a high note. Beyonce, any chance either of you got to go?
Did not get to go.
No.
I did not either.
I didn't have $5,000. But I did learn that Beyonce is a Virgo, which I know, Virgo power, I'm a Virgo, but she's a Virgo with Scorpio moon.
What does that mean?
It means that when she gets angry, she burns down the house. Which,
okay.
Right? But she looks so calm and pretty.
Which she can afford to do,
right?
By the way.
Thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good thing.
Yeah,
that's good.
I realize my level of local pull to be able to get to a concert for like free or something that's sold out is like maybe a Tuesday night at like a chain restaurant that has like a jazz brunch at night for some reason.
In Everett.
Okay, yeah. But here's the big question. Could you have enough local pull to get a ticket for the commuter rail train that goes to said concert?
No, that would require, that's like a heist movie.
Yeah
that's
you
we have to call you for that, yeah. Tiziana.
Oh,
like,
I don't know that.
What's that guy's
that
name?
That would involve lookouts and fake mustaches.
There you go. All right, so I'm assuming then not Pink at Fenway either.
No.
I did not do Pink at Fenway. The last Fenway concert I went to was The Police.
Really?
Yeah, that was... Oh my God!
Like
did I just say how old I am? Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
I've been offered Fenway.
I was -13.
Yes.
I'm like, this isn't a venue for concerts.
Yeah.
This isn't good sound.
I did see Neil Diamond in Fenway.
Jewish Elvis
is
good.
That. Yes.
Was it good?
Yeah. Actually, it was.
Yeah. The Police were great there.
It was.
I think you should give it a try again.
All right. I'll go see The Police at Fenway Park.
There you go. My time machine is out of the shop.
Excellent.
Come on over.
All right. So this led us to, we're going to do some social media stuff. I got a number of things. But over the weekend, the rapper Cardi B goes viral for throwing a microphone at a fan who had just thrown a drink at her while on stage. Microphone reportedly hit the fan and one of the bystanders. The fan in question filed a police report against Cardi B. No action has yet been taken. Couple of things. One, this is a new thing. Fans throwing things at concerts is, well, let me go
not
back.
Not for me, it's
isn't
not.
That, well, so that, no, in all seriousness, have either of you ever had people throw things at you during a live show?
During a live show?
Yeah.
No, but
Wait, like there's another time you've had people throw things
at you? Yeah, I know, right? What was that?
Pre-tapes,
like,
yeah.
During a pre-tape show, I've had the studio audience whip stuff at me.
No. I was in punk rock bands before I did comedy. So like I've been hit in the face with a brick.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
We love you. Smash.
Why? Seriously, why would fans throw things at you that could hurt you?
I don't know if they were fans. They were at the show.
Got it.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is not necessarily an act of I like you when a fan throws something at you.
No, I think in the Cardi B case, I suspect that at a concert like that, people don't end up there by accident. But you have a lot of people.
I have information about the Cardi B.
It's the same thing with hecklers where they think they want to be part of the show kind of thing.
Well, no. On the like earlier in the show, moments earlier, she said it was so hot out to throw water on me. Right? That was on the other side of the stage.
So it's her fault, Bethany.
And then she came to the other side of the stage and that audience member indeed threw water on her, you know? So I think maybe this other side of the stage was so far away that Cardi forgot that she requested
from
that.
One side of the stage to the other, she forgot the
right,
water
and this,
on me request.
This fan was just, you know, lovingly cooling her
queen. It was like a Three's Company misunderstanding.
Yeah,
got it.
Exactly.
But let's go back to the heckling thing, because in your profession, you're both comedians. Now that's a serious thing, yes?
Yeah.
It can get scary, but I feel like it getting scary is a newer thing. It's just always been super annoying.
I mean, I've gotten in physical altercations on stage long ago during stand-up comedy
shows. But you're also a punk rock dude.
But it weren't my fault. I've definitely had people charge the stage before.
Seriously, people coming up on stage and being violent with you.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's usually a dude on a date who's been humiliated in some capacity, rightfully so.
And you're laughing about it now. You're a comedian. We're here doing, you know, funny things.
Sure.
But That's not funny.
No, no. See, it's weird for me because, like, I'm not a small guy. I don't, no. You know, like, it doesn't bother me as much, but, like, I've definitely been to shows where audience members have menaced, like, a small person or, like, a woman on stage. And I'm like, oh, someone needs to step in and remove them from the scenario.
And do people step in and remove them?
I have.
Ken steps in and removes them. Ken rips his button-down shirt off.
Well, and you said, Bethany, it's getting scarier for you. I care about that. That's scary to hear.
It has not happened to me, thankfully. And it runs super fast. So if it did happen, I'd be out. But I see clips of it happening more frequently, and it's driven by anger and hate rather than before, like you said, people who think they're funny, that, you know, everybody says I should be a comedian. Yeah. Those are people, they think they're helping you out by adding to
like
the joke.
Like you said, they want to be part of the
show. Or they don't understand rhetorical questions. Like, they're,
Right.
They're just like hyper into the moment, right? It's not like, it seems like there are incidents that are not based in that, that are really, they're hate based.
Was it New York last year where the girl got a full beer thrown at her head?
Yes.
She caught it.
She turned that around. Yeah. She caught the beer. Have you seen it?
No.
An audience member, I think it's Ariel.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Ariel. We're going to look it up.
I can see Kyrie.
Ariel Elias.
Kyrie's looking it up right now. He's going to let us know.
She caught it and chugged it.
She caught it. So somebody whipped a beer at her because of what she said. And she caught it. And then she just drank it.
All right. So that's a serious flex.
Yeah. That was a big old flex.
All right. So I do want to stay on this 1 minute longer. And this is so like us, right? And public radio. We start to be funny. And now we're having like this serious conversation about hate in America and the appropriate responses.
This is also just me and Ken's regular day-to-day conversation. So thank you.
Bring it right down.
Thank you.
What is the appropriate response from a performer on stage when they are being confronted in that way with hate? Ariel Elias. Thank you, Kyrie. When they're being confronted on stage, you know, one of my colleagues was joking that one of the things that's impressive about Cardi B is it turns out Cardi B is equally accurate throwing things back with either hand, which is impressive from an ambidextrous.
Yeah. Don't mess with people from the Bronx.
Right. But what's appropriate? Is it appropriate to throw things back? What is the line you draw?
The house should protect us. Yes. First and foremost, the venues, house should protect us. And if they don't protect us, I don't know what the line is, but I respect Cardi B's action, except for in that case, which the fan was just trying to cool her off. Yeah.
I mean, I give people three chances. So like sometimes I give people the benefit of the doubt, like maybe they're a little drunk. They don't know. We can all hear them.
And maybe like, they didn't mean to throw that chair at me.
With throwing something, that's like a you're out of here.
That's the line drawn.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, if someone escalates to physicality, then it's on.
All right, one more question, Ken, and I'll stay with you. Back when you were in a punk rock band, was that the line drawn back then too? You got hit in the head with a brick, dude.
No, because that was kind of par for the course then. Like there was a lot of like violence at those shows. So you kind of had to be on guard.
Talk about that another time.
Yeah. Yeah. And the brick was because we were playing a show with that ended up being a bunch of racist skinhead bands. So I made an executive decision to play an entire set of Sincere Prince covers, which did not go over.
At a punk rock show.
Yeah.
Okay. But respect to you for
thank
that.
You. Yeah.
All right. So we're with Ken Reed here, Bethany Van Delft, great local comedians who come in and try to help us both find the joy, wonder, and laughter, and also when we have to, the seriousness in what's happening in the world. I'm going to throw one at you.
Uh-oh.
Funniest thing that you think has happened in the last week, Bethany, what's just tickled your fancy?
I don't know. Can I name something that everybody else thinks is funny that I'm on the fence about? The video of the police officer coming down the slide.
Yes.
So my first reaction,
give people context, right?
Okay,
we're reporting this
video.
First.
Yeah, yes. There's a video of that went viral of a police officer coming down the slide at City Hall.
And when we say viral, we mean like everywhere.
Worldwide.
Viral, not just here. Yeah, go ahead.
He falls down this slide. No, I mean,
and
he slid down the slide.
Yeah.
And he gets hurt. And so of course, first reaction, being a mom and just a you know, baby person, I'm like, oh my God, he got hurt. What's the matter? And then second was, why is he breech? Like, that's dangerous. Breech is a dangerous position. When your feet come out first, nobody stopped him. And you know, what could have possibly been happening there? And I think maybe it was like a PSA. a PSA for slide safety. Yeah, it's like a TikTok PSA for slide safety. And they're like, come down this way. Don't do this, kids. And
see, I would have gone PSA on how people should comply with the law of gravity.
First, I feel for this guy because we have all had physically embarrassing things happen to us that we didn't want every human being on the planet
everyone
to see and share with everyone else.
But
right?
How could you go into that moment thinking that people were recording it?
Yeah, like you'd have a dismount with like hands up and everyone would clap. Yeah. And yeah.
I still don't think about most moments of my life in terms of somebody else recording it.
No.
I got to tell you.
No.
I don't know. But I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I just, as the storyteller, I want to hear the beginning of that story.
Fair enough.
He walked up the hill and then he said, I'm going to go down on my belly feet first. Like I came out.
That's right. He did go feet first.
Yes.
He? Yes. Yeah. That's right. Okay. So there is also now a video that somebody else has posted of their child going down the slide head first at a normal speed in a non-injurious way, sort of trying to reclaim the sense of safety of the slide so that people will actually let their kids go down the slide again, too. Because this is actually a piece of playground equipment in Boston.
For children.
That then got the rep, right, for kids, that then got the rep that it wasn't safe to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, things are built for children and children should only go on them. Like, is that cop going on like tricycles or like other child, like he's in one of those Fisher Price cars to get stuck in it? Like,
All right. We're going to give this guy a break. We're going to move on because I feel bad for this guy. All right. So now I want to talk about Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Okay.
And I'm going to say it that way. I have been saying the smashed up word, mm-hmm. and in a minute we'll talk about why I'm no longer to say the smashed up word. But Barbie and Oppenheimer, two weekends, very different films, often paired together because they opened together, both doing incredibly well. Not everyone's gotten in the fun. I talked to the general manager of the MBTA for the first time this week, Phil Eng, and he is what we will call, this one I will mash up, a Neitherheimer, when we talked to him on Tuesday, and I asked him which movie he'd prefer.
Well, my daughters want to see Barbie, so I'll go with that.
Have you seen either of them yet?
I have not had the time.
All right, but you'll go with your daughters to see Barbie.
I think they're going with someone else.
This was his way of saying, I have no interest in seeing them.
I think he would have gone, like, well, probably before he came along, the reason he didn't go would be because the train can't get him there. But now... now he really has no
sure
excuse.
Other people can
now
see
he has
the
no excuse.
Yeah.
Now he should go.
Have either of you seen either film?
No.
No. I'm aware of the toxicity of mankind on the world that both movies reinforce.
I see.
I am taking my daughter to see Barbie tomorrow because I learned the take. I learned Greta Gerwig's take on this. And so I will. We're not a Barbie household.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I was raised by an ultra feminist. But now that I hear what Greta Gerwig's take is, I will take my daughter
it's
tomorrow.
It's touchy for me as someone named Ken. So there's a whole history.
Yes, you're just
there.
A Ken, right. So you can't.
You know, so
this is very triggering.
I'd prefer to sit and watch this in the privacy of my own home because I don't know how I'll react, and I don't want someone filming that.
Poor Ken, you had such a good name before this.
Yeah.
You've just got Karen.
And I'm not going to go by Kenneth. No one does that.
Right, and of course now I've been increasingly made aware of how offensive it is. The mashup is for people in Japan.
Oh sure.
Right. So yes, and I want to say that and name that here on the air because of course we have been sort of mashing this up and people are
and
talking.
Which I always thought was weird. I was like, you know that other movie's about the atomic bomb, right?
Yeah.
I don't think people knew what it was about.
Yeah, yeah. So, naming that, and this is always the risk when we are playing with something, that we're playing with it and someone else is not playing.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Which actually, by the way, takes us back to the slide.
Yes. It's not built for that.
Yeah, that's right.
I stopped using the mashup since Benifer. Like, I don't...
Yeah, because Japan hates Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I don't... No more
did not
Benifer.
See that part coming. All right, I am being told by the music that Marquise is pumping in here that we are done. So, Ken Reed, Bethany Van Delft, great to have you both on. And this is, of course, and we have to sing it. Wait. Barbie Girl by Aqua. Where is it?
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
Thank you, both of you, for coming in. I appreciate it. And listen, tomorrow, Carrie Young will be guest hosting Radio Boston. We are setting down the beer mugs, picking up the whiskey glasses. Chattermark Distillers will join us in studio two. Teach us a thing or two about whiskey and bourbon. Which one are you? Whiskey, bourbon,
neither? Bourbon.
I like a whiskey sour, but virgin.
All right, there you go.